The Granary Burying Ground is where three signers of the Declaration of Independence rest, as well as Paul Revere and Mary Goose, who is credited with being the children's author, Mother Goose. As you enter the Granary Burying Ground on Tremont Street, notice the Egyptian Revival gates. These gates were designed by Isaiah Rogers, who was a supervising architect for the Ohio State House, and who also played a role in designing and patenting four burglar-proof vaults built in the northwest corner of the U.S. Treasury Building in Washington, D.C. The first thing you will see in the center of the burial ground is an obelisk with the name Franklin on it. This is the resting place of Benjamin Franklin's mother, father, brothers, and sisters. All of the Franklins rest here, except for Benjamin Franklin, who was born in Boston and left at the age of 17 to make a name for himself in the largest city of the colonies at the time, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The Granary Burial Ground, established in 1660, is Boston's third oldest and was used as the main burial ground for Boston from 1660 to 1860. Because many of the plots have multiple burials, no one is quite sure how many bodies are buried here. There is estimated to be between 3,500 and 5,000 bodies at rest here, among the 1,000 headstones. Follow the path to the most famous of all the graves in Boston, Paul Revere. You cannot miss it, as it is directly behind the Franklin Monument, and is in the shape of a pedestal. Paul Revere was made famous with a poem written in 1860 by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, The Midnight Ride of Paul Revere, a poem many students have read or memorized in school. The poem tells the tale of his ride to Lexington and Concord on April 18, 1775, that resulted in the first shot fired in the American Revolution on April 19, 1775. Paul Revere was a silversmith, a bell maker, and was also appointed coroner for Suffolk County. His company sealed the dome of the Massachusetts State House in copper. They also made the bell and bolts for the U.S. Constitution and lined the keel of the ship with copper. Paul Revere died in 1818 at the age of 83. Also buried here is the late great Samuel Adams. His boulder-like headstone is one of only two boulder-like stones in the burial ground and serves almost like bookends of the granary. Many visitors associate Samuel Adams with the beer named for him. And while he was a maltster for a while, he worked in his father's business, a malt house used to brew beer, he has nothing to do with the Sam Adams Brewery in Boston. Samuel Adams is known as the mob master of Boston, stirring up much of the discontent in Boston against the crown. He was a founding member of the Sons of Liberty. He was also a charismatic, fiery speaker who whipped up dissent and wrote petitions against the British crown. He signed the Declaration of Independence, and at the age of 73 took over the office of governor after John Hancock died in 1793. He is the oldest person to serve as governor in the Commonwealth. Unlike John Hancock, Samuel Adams spent most of his life in poverty. Samuel Adams died in 1803 at the age of 81. After you exit the Granary Burying Ground, through the main gates, follow the Freedom Trail down Tremont Street to the corner of Tremont and School Street, and you will see the King's Chapel.